Texas DPS adds 8 new K-9 teams to strengthen public safety. Texas Border Business, Austin. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, proudly graduates 8 new K-9 teams and 2 certified K-9 tech trainers, who are now set to deploy across Texas. These teams will serve as a critical resource in enhancing public safety, supporting narcotics and explosives detection, tracking operations, and broader law enforcement efforts. Our K-9 teams are an integral part of DPS and play a vital role in our mission to protect and serve the people of Texas, said Texas Highway Patrol Chief Brian Rippey. Whether they are detecting explosives, tracking fugitives, or uncovering drugs, these dogs and their handlers demonstrate extraordinary dedication and courage every day. Their work not only enhances our operational capabilities but also represents the very best of our commitment to keeping Texas safe. DPS houses one of the nation's top K-9 programs, consisting of 101 personnel, including 88 handlers. This includes 59 narcotics detection, 15 explosives detection, and 14 tracking K-9s. The teams include several German Shepherds, Dutch Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, Labrador Retrievers, and Avisla. DPS has one of the longest training programs in the nation. Each of the K-9 teams graduating today completed a rigorous 9-week training program with 6 weeks of pre-training solely for the K-9s. Training was conducted by highly experienced K-9 trainers, who bring years of expertise in K-9 behavior and tactical operations. These trainers are dedicated to shaping both handlers and their K-9 partners into cohesive, effective teams that excel in high-pressure situations. Their rigorous training is designed to meet the highest standard of operational readiness and public safety excellence. K-9 Tech Trainer Certifications. This class includes 2 individuals earning their certification as K-9 Tech Trainers. To become certified, individuals must be TCOL-approved instructors and complete 250 credit hours in a specific discipline. These certified trainers play a critical role in the foundation of the K-9 class, leading the initial 6 weeks of pre-training before dogs are matched with their handlers. During the school, tech trainers oversee daily instruction, assist in leading the class, and maintain detailed evaluations to track progress. They are also responsible for managing the use and accountability of training aids. Their expertise ensures that each K-9 team reaches the highest standards of preparation before entering the field. K-9 Narcotics Detection Team. This graduating class includes 5 teams trained in narcotics detection, a critical asset for DPS. These K-9s are trained to detect a wide range of controlled substances, including methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. Through rigorous training, these K-9s are conditioned to operate in high-pressure environments such as vehicle searches, package inspections, and large-scale criminal investigations. Working alongside their handlers, these K-9s will assist in identifying hidden drug caches, disrupting trafficking networks, and removing dangerous substances from Texas communities. Their contributions go beyond enforcement, serving as a deterrent to criminal activity and reinforcing DPS' commitment to protecting communities from the devastating effects of illegal drugs. K-9 Explosives Detection Team. This class has 3 teams. Trained in explosives detection, an essential capability that enhances DPS' ability to safeguard public spaces and critical infrastructure. These K-9s are trained to detect a wide range of explosive odors, including commercial, military, and homemade explosives. Through extensive scenario-based training, teams are prepared to work in high-risk environments such as schools, large-scale public events, and government facilities. Their keen detection skills and calm composure under pressure enable them to identify potential threats before they can cause harm. Their precision, discipline, and unwavering focus make them a trusted line of defense in DPS' ongoing mission to keep Texas safe. Information source: Texas DPS.